Every Thursday hereabouts, we're joined by Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, Coach.
Good morning, Greg.
Understand fans are getting in. I like it. Baby steps, but a limited number of fans, season ticket holders via lottery, family especially. That's encouraging news. Let's put it that way, because you want to get people in there to see the kids, and the kids want, you know, they like playing in front of family and friends. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, it is steps, and it's steps in the right direction more than anything else, and I think that's what we're all longing for. I mean, it's been a year now, and a lot of frustration for people who want to get back to a situation where they can take their kids and watch our guys and watch others do the things that are, you know, important and bring satisfaction to a lot of people. So, yeah, that's a good sign.
Coach, you hit the nail right on the head, because, you know, we've talked before about not only what this, what your program means to, you know, West End and Vanderbilt University, but also the city of Nashville. You know, your two national championship runs really, you know, had an impact on this city as a whole. And to be able to, for them to come see you guys perform and cheer you guys on, I mean, it's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, it is, John. I mean, you know, I don't want to overstate our importance as a program, but, you know, at the same time, when you've got teams that create positive energy for people, I mean, that's it has a lasting effect, and it certainly has a lasting effect on the young kids. And I think in this time where kids haven't gone to school and they've missed out on activities, here again, whether it's the Predators or Titans or Vanderbilt baseball or Lipscomb, whomever, those are opportunities for young kids to see people that they want to emulate and be like, and to have those things pulled from people's lives. When we go back and think about what that last year has done, you know, it certainly created a missing piece for a lot of young kids. So just for that to be inserted again into their life, I think is very fulfilling for everyone.
Well, and having those home games, the ones you've had so far with nobody there, is that weird?
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, that's the other thing too, Greg, is it has been weird for such a period of time. You know, it's like we've been scrimmaging with no one in the stands, and usually we have scouts, but no one's been in the stands. We did that during the fall with black and gold. So, yes and no. I mean, I don't know. You know, I've asked a lot of our players about what it's like, you know, when the major league game, and they say, well, once you get playing, you kind of forget about it. But, you know, it'll certainly, it might be more weird when people are actually in the stadium now, because you've gotten used to playing with no one. So I'm looking forward to the energy. I think we're all looking forward to that moment.
Well, we've just having fun. We called a not fair on your two doubleheader starters Sunday. Okay, Rocker and Leiter, the same day, same team. Not fair. Not fair.
You can say that. I never feel that way. You know, it's almost like I always feel like we're playing uphill. And regardless of who we've got, I feel like, oh, boy. And that was a good little team, by the way. I say good little team. I mean, they were very athletic, and they did some things, but it really held us down. But we needed everything we could do to possibly beat them, and certainly Kumar and Jack pitched well.
No midweek game this week?
No, it's one of the weeks that we don't, and probably good, because we had seven consecutive days of, well, not consecutive, but we had seven baseball games in 7 days. So I think for us that was probably needed. We needed to regroup a little bit, and we needed to regroup with some of our pitching, and now we're trying to get Kumar and Jack back in line again, which we'll start to do this weekend, so... I think it was good for all of us just to kind of regroup, get the guys back in order academically, because they were very busy last week with all those games, and I think this was needed.
Tim Corbin is our guest Vanderbilt baseball coach. With all this talk about your pitchers, Coach, nice to see one of your hitters get player of the week in Dom Keegan.
Very well deserved. He's been through a set of health issues over the last couple of years that have kind of hindered him. He had a very, it was a shoulder injury that affected, you know, his blood flow, and it was tough for a time. You know, there were thoughts of maybe him not being able to throw and him not being able to play, and it was very difficult. Then he had to go home early before all of us because of the COVID situation. So just to see him back healthy again, I know he's very thankful for that. But he certainly had a good week. He banged the ball around the ballpark. And the thing about Dom is, you know, he's got some power, but his power is like line drive power. He hits some of the hardest balls that go out of the ballpark at a very low ceiling height. And he does it to both sides of the field, which is unique, too. So he's a very strong kid, but you can see improvement in him for certain.
Well, these numbers, yeah, I always think it's funny because there are 14 nominees for Player of the Week. Every school gets their nominee. And if his was the first one looked at, then they didn't go any further. These numbers are I don't know, man. First career Grand Slam, third home run of the week was one of those bombs you talked about, the center field. Slugging percentage 1.533, 23 total bases. On-base percentage 762, and here's the one. 7 of his 10 hits went for extra bases. Now, that's a month.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. It's good when you see guys stepping on the plate because of those hits. And certainly he got to step on the plate too, but yeah, he had a good week. I'm happy for him. And you know, we moved him up to the 3 before all of that. So he was sitting in the 6 hole, and then we just happened to move him up into the 3 hole. We moved him up in the 3 hole. I don't know. Maybe it inspired his bat, but nonetheless, he certainly had a good weekend and a good week.
Coach, when you have guys that you can move up and down the lineup, because I know a lot of guys say, well, I want to, you know, I'm the 3 hitter, I'm the cleanup hitter, I want to lead off, I want to bat second. When you have unselfish guys that say, hey, coach, put me in wherever you want, I'll deliver for you, I mean, that's got to make your job a lot easier, no?
Well, it is, because you just go through that order one time, you know, in the order that it's presented. And then after that, it just falls according to the game itself. And I think, you know, just the awareness of, okay, you know, I'm in the order. I mean,
right.
I think that's the first step. Any kid who is playing, that's a big deal. But I say this, and I say it respectfully of our kids, too. We don't have that Austin Martin, J.J. Bladé person right now. Mm-hmm. And I say right now, because these kids are improving with every game. But we probably have a lot of similar skill sets that are just positioned according to the moment or according to the next pitcher. It doesn't separate any of them, because I probably would say that about any SEC lineup, because if you look at an SEC lineup on a certain day, you might see a Jason Gonzalez is tucked away in the 9 for us. Well, you know what, Jason Gonzalez could be hitting third or fourth at any moment. And, you know, we saw that with us a few years ago, the national championship team. We started off Ethan Paul hitting in the 8 and 9, and you know, at the end of the year on that national championship team, he's hitting in the 2 or 3. So I think they're all pretty good players. They're just, you know, improving as days go forward, and really right now there's a lot of similar traits among them all.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin with us. Illinois, Chicago this weekend, 3-game set. We'll have all 3 of those here on Nashville Sports Radio. You know, as I look through the lineups with you every year, do you ever get the feeling, I just hope I don't screw this up?
Sure. I mean, I think that's real. I mean, I think, you know, you get to the field and you go, you know, what would happen today if I eliminated myself? Would we have won, or would we have played better? Or if I didn't make a decision, would that have gone in the direction of the kids? And I think when you're standing over there, even before you make decisions of a lineup, I think the thing that you don't want to do, at least as a third base coach, is take the game away from the kids. I think that's the area, as I've gotten older and watched a lot of baseball, that you find ways to insert yourself, and then you find ways where you might be inserting yourself with a sign, say, nah, let me pull that back. We don't need that right now. I think if you got to get the engine started, then you might do some things. But if the engine is flowing and there's harmony within the offense, then you can go. I think the criteria is just when you think you need to insert yourself and when not to. And I always think about that, though.
What are you learning about Illinois-Chicago?
Same, I think, John. They pitch very well. These games are always difficult for us because Mike D, their coach, who's been around as long as I have and maybe a little bit longer, is a very, very fundamental coach, very good coach. Brian Harris, who used to play shortstop for us from Montgomery Bell Academy and whose brother Andrew does TV for us now and whose dad, the late Robert Harris, was with us. He was a player here. He coached over there with Mike D, and Brian brought a lot to that program, but this program plays really good defense. They pitch soundly, and they've got a very old team. I think when I was going through the scouting report last night, they've got 9 graduate students on their team. They've got 8 seniors, you know, and again, we don't have players that old on our team. They've just got a lot of years of experience, and that helps. It helps in terms of playing the game, slowing the heartbeat down, and seeing a lot of things that some of our young kids have never seen before.
Have you settled on your Sunday pitcher yet?
This weekend, we're going back to Schultz on Friday, and then Rocker on Saturday, then Leiter on Sunday. And we're hoping to get it to where we can flip it so that Kumar moves to a Friday and Jack moves to a Saturday and Schultz back to the Sunday. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. I mean, you never say never. I mean, again, it's kind of like a batting order. Every game is important, so how you position them probably doesn't matter much in the scheme of things. It's just how we pitch and play during those moments. And, you know, Thomas is good in his own right, so he fits right in there with the rest of these guys, as does a lot of our kids right now.
Yeah, Leiter, it doesn't seem like a Sunday pitcher in normal SEC play. Just be, you know, I'm not telling you how to do your business, but okay.
Yeah, he's done pretty well.
How much do you
doing it his way?
Yeah, but I mean, obviously conference play. How much are you doing now sets you up for conference play, I guess?
Yeah, I think everything you're doing sets us up for conference play because, well, first off, you're trying to find you're trying to find some continuity in your offense, but that usually takes a while in terms of the lineup and so on. And I think the thing that, and you might be asking me this later, but you know, Cooper Davis, who was out with a broken nose, now we're starting to insert him again this weekend. Where do we put him in? We don't know. I mean, we have a freshman out there right now in Jack Bulger who took Cooper's spot, who has been hitting the ball very well, although his numbers don't show it. The quality of his at-bats are very good. Then you got Spencer Jones getting back into the mix. Well, Spencer Jones is a very good player, and he hasn't played in a while. So there's another kid that potentially could go in the mix. So if you're looking at those two kids, and they're both left-handed hitters, then we've got to find opportunities for them now before conference play starts. And then from a pitching standpoint, I think when you get down to it, it's just trying to find harmony with a four-man staff. Because if you find that Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you start to lock them in a little bit, then you can get some great consistency within your team. The teams that have been very good at Vanderbilt have had that guy, whether it was, you know, you talk about pitchers that are pretty darn good. Walker Buehler was a Tuesday starter for us in 2013 and 2014. And then you went to your weekend rotation. But that, I think, is what we're trying to find prior to conference baseball.
4:30 Friday, 2 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. And if you're a season ticket holder, get into the lottery at VUCommodores.com. Just navigate your way through it there. And, of course, so you can listen to all of them right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Thanks, Tim. We'll talk to you next Thursday morning. Good luck this weekend.
See you, Coach. Thanks.
Okay, thanks so much, guys.
All right.